Indiana is one of three states holding primaries tomorrow, and in the Indiana Republican primary, the big question is, will longtime Senator Richard Lugar, a leader on Senate foreign policy known for his bipartisanship, lose his bid for a seventh term to State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, a former coal mining executive who sued the Obama administration in 2009 over the Chrysler bailout? While he lost that suit, he became the darling of state Republican leaders and the Tea Party. Matthew Tully is political columnist for the Indianapolis Star. Matt, we've been hearing for days now the drumbeat that Lugar is behind, might lose for the first time in decades. Is that trend reversing at all?
No. Barring a last-minute miracle of sorts, it doesn't look good for the longtime senator. You know, his campaign talks up its ground game and its get-out-the-vote effort. Of course, we hear that every election cycle from the side that is far behind. They say you're going to be surprised on election day because we're going to have a great get-out-the-vote effort. But so far, early voting hasn't been really strong. If anything, it's been below previous years. So it looks like we're going to have a pretty low turnout election. And even from the beginning, when polls were looking better for Lugar, everyone knew that the lower the turnout, the worse for him, because that would mean that the more conservative base of the Republican Party would be dominating the primary. And it looks like that's going to happen.
Well, as we say, we've been hearing the drumbeat for a while. But you say there was sort of a moment, and I think it'll have to do with the residency question. Is that what really sort of propelled this issue in people's minds?
You know, I think he was already in trouble. He was already facing a tough campaign, but the residency issue just hurt him in the minds of so many people that liked him. And I think when that happened, a lot of people that maybe don't usually vote in primaries but were inclined to come out and vote for Lugar in the primary, I think they kind of decided, you know, I'm just going to sit home. I'm going to sit this one out. You know, I talked to so many people that really like him, really respect him, have voted for him over and over, that really were disappointed with the residency issue. And it turned this race, because I think from that point forward, he had to run a very negative race to try to drag down his opponent, as opposed to running the more positive campaign that his supporters would have liked to have seen.
And we'll remind people, you know, it came out that he was not living on the farm where he said his residency was. Somebody else was living on that farm, and he tried to explain that he wasn't living in Indiana because of a cost issue.
Yeah, everyone knew that he didn't live here. He's not the first senator to not live in his home state that has moved out to the Washington, D.C. area and pretty much made his or her life out there. What people didn't realize until this year is that Lugar was claiming as his voting residence a house that he sold in 1977. He does have a family farm here, but the house on it is lived in by someone else. And so both the issue and the way the campaign handled it and the way the senator handled it just served as a crushing blow for him and turned what, you know, maybe should have been a short story into a story that lasted for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well, what about Richard Lugar's age? He's 80 now. Are people questioning that?
Yeah, I would say it might be the thing I hear most about, even from supporters, the question of why he's running again at the age of 80 for another six-year term after 36 years in the Senate. Even supporters say, I'm going to vote for him, but boy, isn't 36 years enough? Isn't 80 years maybe the time that you should be thinking about retiring from the Senate? And really, I think it's been the real missing piece of his campaign. He hasn't answered that question. Why is an 80-year-old who served 36 years in the Senate running again? He's got great answers. He just hasn't really articulated them.
Well, what are his answers?
Well, it's that Washington is completely dysfunctional, that the two sides largely are refusing to talk to each other. And if you're getting tired of that kind of gridlock and dysfunction, here's a guy who for a long time has been kind of an antidote to that. It has been someone who's willing to work with the other side, is willing to get things done. Unfortunately for him, you know, this is a Republican primary dominated by conservatives and Tea Party types who aren't looking for a bipartisanship in large part.
And it's interesting because we're hearing about other elections where voters are rejecting the Tea Party incumbents who are in the House because they're seen as representing gridlock. And you're saying here the reverse is happening. So what are voters seeing in State Treasurer Richard Murdoch? Some of his supporters say the Tea Party label is unfair, that he was elected in state politics well before there was a Tea Party.
Sure. He's been running for one office or another going back, I think, 25 years. So, you know, he didn't rise up through the Tea Party movement. I will say there's virtually no daylight on the issues between him and the Tea Party. He's benefiting from the Tea Party movement and that, but I really don't think that's what's driving this race. I think that's providing a base of support for him. But this race is all about Lugar. This race is not about Richard Murdoch. If you drive around in Indianapolis, for instance, you see signs for Lugar supporting him, and you see signs that say "Retire Lugar," and you see some Murdoch signs. But this is a race that's about the incumbent. And if this was an election where 50% of the people were going to turn out and vote tomorrow, I think Lugar wins pretty handily. But this is a primary where you're going to have a very, very small electorate that is made up largely of people on the right.
Well, and just real quick, do you think if Murdoch wins, the Democrats have a better chance than they would with Lugar?
Yeah, I think they have a better chance. I think the benefit for Democrats is, one, I think if Lugar was the nominee on the Republican side, you'd have a lot of Democrats and center-left people who would be torn. They like Lugar. They've supported him over the years, even though he's from the other party. Well, no Democrat, no one on the left is going to be torn if Murdoch is the nominee. It's not enough to win. You have to win the independents, and it seems to me that the strongest case that you can make against Murdoch is that he's too far to the right. You know, he's saying things like bipartisanship is the problem in Washington, things that might help him in a primary but might make him weaker in the general election. I would say the Republican is still going to be the front runner, perceived as a front runner. It's you know, things have been going well for Republicans in the state in the last couple of years, but I think Democrats have a much more of a fighting chance against Murdoch than they would have against Lugar.
That's Matthew Tully, political columnist for the Indianapolis Star, ahead of tomorrow's primaries in Indiana and the race between longtime incumbent Richard Lugar and the state treasurer Richard Murdoch, who's taking him on in the primaries. Matt, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.